Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, reaksi yang muncul beragam atas pelarangan menggunakan media sosial bagi Presiden Amerika Serikat Donald Trump setelah terjadi kerusuhan di gedung Capitol di Amerika Serikat minggu lalu. Sementara banyak yang menyambut baik keputusan tersebut, namun banyak juga yang khawatir perusahaan media sosial raksasa seperti Twitter dan Facebook membatasi dan mengatur kebebasan berpendapat. Berikut ini laporan yang disusun oleh Alan Lee bagi SBS News. Para selebriti, politisi, dan jurnalis memenuhi sosial media minggu lalu sebagai reaksi atas penutupan akun Twitter Presiden Amerika Serikat Donald Trump minggu lalu. Salah satu mantan pembantu politik Trump, Omarosa Newman, menuliskan kicauannya. Hal tersebut sangat melemahkan Trump.
For Donald, this is debilitating. He will no longer be able to utilize Twitter to spread poisonous messaging. Hashtag, finally.
Sementara itu, para pendukung presiden seperti mantan pembawa berita Fox News, Megyn Kelly, menuliskan kicauannya. Hal ini merupakan sensor terhadap pandangan kelompok kanan.
If you're on the right, or not woke, or want to raise questions about the integrity of our electoral system, you're next.
Sementara itu, Donald Trump Jr. mengatakan ini merupakan ancaman langsung bagi kebebasan berpendapat. Dalam serangkaian kicauannya, ia mempertanyakan mengapa para diktator dari negara lain diperbolehkan memiliki akun Twitter meskipun mereka mengancam melakukan genosida, sementara Presiden Amerika Serikat tidak diperbolehkan.
We are living Orwell's 1984. Free speech no longer exists in America. It died with big tech and what's left is only there for a chosen few. This is absolute insanity.
Dalam sebuah pernyataannya di sebuah blog, Twitter mengungkapkan alasan penutupan akun presiden, yaitu berdasarkan keselamatan umum.
After close review of recent tweets from the real Donald Trump account and the context around them, we have permanently suspended the account due to the risk of further incitement of violence. Our public interest framework exists to enable the public to hear from elected officials and world leaders directly. It is built on a principle that the people have a right to hold power to account in the open. However, we made it clear going back years that these accounts are not above our rules and cannot use Twitter to incite violence.
Para ahli media sosial mengatakan mereka tidak meragukan media sosial memainkan peran langsung dalam kerusuhan yang terjadi di Washington DC. Imran Ahmed, CEO bagi Center for Countering Digital Hate, mengatakan peran media sosial tidak dapat diukur dan sangatlah penting.
What happened on Capitol Hill was the result of years of indifference by social media companies to hate running rampant on their platforms, to divisive actors being allowed to manipulate people using lies, to great big lies like the election was stolen being pushed out to tens and hundreds of millions of people.
Ia mengatakan media sosial merupakan bagian dari kehidupan sehari-hari kita. Bahkan kita menerima bahwa media sosial dapat digunakan untuk tujuan antisosial. Ia menambahkan kerusuhan tidak berhasil, namun kejahatan kebencian telah berhasil.
This was a botched coup, but certainly acts of domestic terrorism that were inculcated, plotted, and then celebrated on social media platforms that we all use every day.
Namun pelarangan Donald Trump dari media sosial menimbulkan kegelisahan di kalangan para pemimpin dunia lainnya. Chancellor Jerman Angela Merkel menganggap penutupan akun Twitter Presiden Trump problematik. Juru bicaranya Stephen Seibert mengatakan, para operator platform media sosial harus bertanggung jawab besar bagi komunikasi politik yang tidak diracuni kebencian, kebohongan, dan ajakan melakukan kekerasan. Namun ia menambahkan, kebebasan berpendapat merupakan landasan penting.
Das Grundrecht of...
The fundamental right to freedom of speech is a fundamental right of elementary significance. This fundamental right can be intervened in, but according to the law and within the framework defined by legislators. Not according to a decision by the management of social media platforms. Seen from this angle, the Chancellor considers it problematic that the accounts of the US President have now been permanently blocked.
Matt Sears, President dari Computer and Communication Industry Association, mengatakan, dalam kenyataannya, perusahaan media sosial menerapkan hak kebebasan berpendapat apabila mereka menutup akun seseorang yang pandangannya melanggar aturan pelayanan mereka.
So, at the outset, the President of the United States is the last person in the world who could want for a platform. But recall that free speech isn't speech free from consequences. It means speech free from government consequences. And here it's a government speaker who is the actor. So when digital services take content offline that they regard as inciting violence and thereby violating their terms of service, they're exercising their own speech rights in saying, we don't want our users and the public at large to be affected by this content, which violates our policies and arguably the law.
Sears mengatakan apabila seseorang berkomitmen untuk taat pada aturan tertentu ketika mereka membuat kontrak untuk menggunakan pelayanan seperti Twitter, maka pihak perusahaan dapat memutuskan apabila orang tersebut melanggar komitmennya dan dapat memutuskan pelayanan mereka. Presiden Trump sebelumnya membidik pasal 230 dari Hukum Kepantasan Komunikasi tahun 1996 yang melindungi perusahaan yang mengakomodasi triliunan pesan dari tuntutan hukum menjadi dilupakan oleh seseorang yang merasa tersinggung akibat postingan orang lain apabila aduan mereka pantas atau tidak. Sears menambahkan, sudah waktunya untuk membicarakan pasal 230 dan sejauh mana mereka dapat memoderasi postingan para pengguna layanan mereka.
There's no question that we're going to have a long conversation about how Section 230 and other policies enable digital services to mediate and moderate internet behavior and content. And there's no question that digital services have more work to do to ensure that their products safeguard the trust and safety of their users and the broader public. I think, unfortunately, some of this conversation is a disingenuous effort to work the refs to achieve parochial political goals. But there is a legitimate conversation to have about when and how aggressively services should moderate.
Lebih jauh, Sears mengatakan diskusi mengenai bagaimana pelayanan digital menengahi dan memoderasi perilaku internet dan isinya akan dilanjutkan oleh Presiden terpilih Joe Biden. Imran Ahmed dari Center for Countering Digital Hate memperingatkan hal tersebut merupakan isu yang sulit dihilangkan.
We've not seen anything like this before, and the speed at which people can go down rabbit holes of radicalization is terrifying. So this is the stuff that we track every day. And I have researchers that have seen people go from being perfectly well-adjusted members of society into people willing to commit acts of extremism. We really have to do something about it. These spaces can't be tolerated. And they wouldn't any other place. No hotel, for example, would host a conference of people who are plotting to take guns down to the Capitol and invade it. I mean, of course they wouldn't. You don't let Nazis, you know, congregate in your hotel. You shouldn't be allowing them to congregate on your platform.
Demikian tadi laporan yang disusun oleh Alan Lee bagi SBS News.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.